welcome, Ambassador, to Radio Maria.
Thank you, Gabriel. I'm always happy to be a guest of Radio Maria.
Yes, of course. Following the events in Juba, in particular, in the past few days, you release a press statement on the what you call as unrest in Juba. So, what is the message you are trying to convey?
The message we are trying to convey is that there is no military solution to the political conflict in South Sudan. We strongly condemn the use of violence. And while we welcome the unilateral ceasefires announced yesterday, we remain gravely disappointed in the failure of both sides to restrain their forces.
This is obviously a violation of the cessation of hostilities and the implementation of the arrangements, security arrangements. But how is the USA dealing with this issue?
I would clarify, Gabriel, that it is a violation of the ceasefire which both parties agreed to when they signed the peace agreement. As you know, we've seen sporadic fighting around the country despite the ceasefire. This is the first time the intensity has reached the capital city. The United States is currently in consultation with the neighbors in the region, as well as the African Union. As you may know, this week in Kigali, IGAD, the neighboring countries, and the AU are meeting at a heads of state level. In addition, the foreign ministers and the chiefs of defense for the regional states are meeting to discuss the situation in South Sudan. We are part of those discussions and consulting with our partners on what would be the best way forward.
I wonder if the government of the U.S. Has been talking to both parties in these few days.
Yes, Gabriel, we have been talking to them. On Friday, before the fight broke out at J1 at the president's office complex, I met with President Salva to talk about the incidents on Thursday night, which included, as you know, the fight at the checkpoint in Gudeli, as well as an unprovoked and unacceptable assault on U.S. diplomatic vehicles. There was also an attack on a U.N. vehicle. These were acts that illustrated that tensions had risen unacceptably. I talked to the president about the fact that he and the first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar Teny, had not met for 1 month and the negative signal that sent to their camp. He told me he had invited the first vice president to meet with him. And as you know, what happened? The first vice president came with his forces, and the forces between the two leaders began to fight. And then fighting resumed on Saturday and had continued until yesterday when the ceasefires were implemented. During this time, many regional leaders and leaders of the United States and other concerned countries, as well as the United Nations, have reached out to President Salva and First Vice President Dr. Machar to urge them to immediately cease fighting.
Cessation of hostilities and ceasefire are the required conditions provided in the agreement. Many analysts say this arrangement of putting different forces, antagonistic forces, together in a very, very small place or very close proximity is likely to trigger problems, as some unruly elements can trigger a fight like what has happened a few days ago. So there seems to be an inherent problem in the security arrangements.
I think that's a fair question, but the broader problem is the large number of weapons available in South Sudan. Most everyone is armed or has access to arms and uses them against each other. This is a fundamental problem. The people of South Sudan and the leaders of South Sudan need to learn how to address their political differences through a political process rather than through the barrel of a gun.
Finally, South Sudanese and citizens have been bearing the brunt of all these hostilities happening to them. Suffering is continuing. What is your message?
Well, I want to let you know that the United States is going to keep its embassy open. First, of course, to provide whatever support is necessary for American citizens here. And as you may know, today we brought in a small contingent of U.S. military forces, and they are here to protect the embassy and to help us provide support for those Americans who want to depart from South Sudan at this time. But the reason they're here to provide me and my team with support is so we can continue to help resolve the crisis and to provide humanitarian assistance to the people of South Sudan. One of the reasons, Gabriel, that this descent into violence is so unacceptable is that, as you know, the citizens are already suffering from 300% inflation. This is posing a severe hardship, and it needs to be resolved. And it needs the leaders to create a stable situation so that the economy can be stabilized itself. So we remain committed to the people of South Sudan. That's why the American president sent in those extra forces so the embassy could keep open and keep helping people here.
But you didn't take away some of your staff in the embassy?
We did. We call that an ordered departure. That means we ask those who are not involved in emergency work to depart. That means that we have a smaller group, which is easier to protect. And that way we can keep the embassy open and keep focus on, again, supporting American citizens, supporting the people of South Sudan who are in need, and urging the leaders to make the right choices to stop this senseless violence.